What's the best way to compare schools and programs? This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 111. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Kugler, a podcaster, of course, also an athletic scholarship coach, a father of two scholarship athletes. I've written a book called The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, and I'm here for you and helping parents and athletes navigate the scholarship road, and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast is one way of doing that. Thank you so much for joining me as we get going here. Fall is just clicking right along, isn't it? Can you believe it? Can you believe October is here? I'm just amazed, but it is here. And as every day goes by, you can hear this clock ticking in your head, right? We're running out of time. You got to listen to the previous episode, last week's episode, about it being too late and the thought that it is too late and how you can get on your horse and make sure you get this job done in time. We're taking some questions that you've been asking as parents and athletes, mostly parents who have been asking these questions. And I'm just digging into one each time. This time around, we're going to talk about how we can know and compare the schools and programs to know which is the right choice. That's a question that has come, and it comes often. In fact, I spent some time in the playbook addressing that, and I've got a tool for you that I'll tell you about that you can use. Before you wait too long, I'd like you to go to my website and download something there. I got some tools for you, free tools. The Recruit Me Power Pack. The Recruit Me Power Pack. It's there for you. Go get it. Multimedia, and it'll help you as you pursue an athletic scholarship, depending on whether you're just starting, whether you've been going at it for a little while, or whether you've been doing this for a long time now and you might need some fresh perspective. So go get the Athletic Scholarship or the Recruiting Power Pack. Okay. And of course, I mentioned the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, which is available on Amazon. So we got a choice here. In fact, maybe you've got two or three choices. Let's kind of set this up. The fact that, you've been going at this recruiting thing. You got some interest from schools and coaches. You got some dialogue going back and forth. You're wondering, man, it's so hard to compare these schools. There's so many variables. Maybe you've even got an idea of what the offer is going to be. You've been discussing it back and forth between the coach and you, and they've indicated what this offer might look like. And it's not a bad thing to ask them, I know you can't make a written offer to me right now, coach, but give me a ballpark as where you think this might land. The coach isn't making a commitment, but at least you know where this might land, and you can do the math to figure out what the net is for you to have to pay. Get as much information as you can. That's the first thing you need to do with any of these programs, any of these coaches. If you can visit, fantastic. Maybe you've got an official visit. That's outstanding. Everything paid for. If you can't get an official visit and you're highly interested in a school or program, man, take the initiative and go visit that school yourself. I know you can't visit them all, but as you look at your highest ranking schools on your list that you that you see as the best fit, you really got to go ahead and visit that school personally and experience it. There's so many things that you can do on campus that will give you that 3D look at the school. You don't want to rely on a third party. So, but you've got this choice that you're making between schools. And one of the things I've put together, I call it actually a report card for parents and athletes on schools and programs. Let's say you've got these three or four that you're coming down to, and you have to make a decision. You want to know which school I will pursue, which school I'll say yes to, which scholarship is the best offer. And it's not all coming down to the money. So with this report card, I got some variables for you to consider here. And what you want to do is just make a list of those schools, those three or four schools, and go through this report card. You've got a grid, and you can, under each of these schools, answer the questions. For instance, the first thing you want to know is, it's a money thing, right? What is the net cost you're going to pay? How much is it going to cost you as a family to send your kid through school? a large scholarship with a huge tuition ends up being, if it's not a full scholarship, you're paying a lot of money. Lower tuition and maybe even a smaller scholarship than that first school, maybe your net cost might be better off. Well, go through this and put a dollar figure on. What is the net cost bottom line? Because that's the money you're going to have to come up with. And reality hits. It's not always the best offer that you choose, but one which was in your price range and the other variables line up. Don't just make a money decision, but it is a big issue. Second thing you want to just list is what exactly is this offer that you have or the coach is talking about? Is it tuition? Is it room and board? Is it half tuition? Is it books and fees, whatever that is? Just so you have a narrative look at this as to what that is. And make a list of that. Write that on the grid, on the second line, the athletic scholarship offer. The third thing that you want to look at is, what is the academic quality of the school? Grade it from A to F. Grade it from A to F. And you know, school number one is A. School number two, that's a B. Maybe school number three is an A-. Go ahead and make on your judgment what that academic or the academic quality of the school is. And then the fourth thing you want to look at is academic match. What I'm talking about here is, does a school have your major or something close to it? You could have a great scholarship offer at a good school, but academically, you don't have an interest there. You're not made that way. You're not an engineer. And so you want to match up with the school with the best fit. And that's where we're going here. It's not only money. It's about the athletic scholarship offer, yes, but it's also about academic quality and academic match. The next thing you want to evaluate is the quality of the program. And again, grade it from A to F or 1 to 5, however you want to look at it. What is the quality of the athletic program that you're looking to compete in? Grade it from A to F. Look at some of the things that are factors in the program. Is it good? Is the coaching good? Does the future look good? Is it on its way up or on its way down? What is the quality of the program? And then you want to take a look at the coaching staff. They're grading you as an athlete. Well, you grade them from A to F. What do you think of the coaching staff? And this is something that will come as you visit the school, as you talk with other athletes, as you go online and maybe read some comments about the coaching staff. What's their reputation? Do whatever you can to research that coaching staff. A lot of it will come just in your personal interview with the coaches. Get to know them through the phone calls, through the visit, other ways that you can get to know them as a coaching staff. You're going to live with this coaching staff if you go to that school probably for 4 years, you know, if they make it that long. But you're making a huge commitment. You want to be sure that this is a quality coaching staff. The next thing variable that you're looking at, you're going to score is the coach's interest level in you. Is it high, medium, low? Is it A, C, F? You know, however you want to grade that. Is it from a 1 to 5? Is it a 1 or is it a 5? What is that interest level? Be honest. Be honest about that. Don't be thinking things that are, well, you know, you're just pie in the sky, but what is the reality and what has the coach shown in his or her interest level in you? To get that answer, you're going to have to ask some hard questions and you're going to hear some hard answers, but you want to know if indeed the coach is interested and how interested are they in you. Ask the tough questions when you get that opportunity. Another variable is your potential for improvement. If you go into this program, are you going to get better? Are they good coaches? What have other athletes experienced? You can talk to some of the other athletes that have come through the program. Are you going to go in and you'll end up just being the same? You're not going to improve. And man, you got to improve once you get into college. You can't stay the same. And you need help from the coaching staff to give you what you need to improve, to become better. So what is your potential for improvement? And then the final thing is what is your potential to start in 1 to 2 years? You don't want to sit on the sidelines or on the bench or whatever for 3 years and even into your fourth year. What is your potential to start in 1 to 2 years? You're going to compete in college because you want to compete in college, not watch, in college. You've got to look at that and say, on a scale of, say, A to F, what is your potential to compete within the first 2 years? You've got a list of variables that you're looking at. And then on this grid, each one of the schools and programs, you're scoring with each of these variables. And then the final thing that you want to put in there is just add this to it, is your overall impression of the school. As you consider these things, as you consider the variables, as you've scored these schools, what is your overall impression? And score that from an A to F as well. Once you have this grid, you have something factual, pretty much, in front of you to evaluate which of these programs are the best for you. Which program is the best? And it could be a hard decision. It could be running neck and neck. And you may not have all the answers. You may not know what the net cost to you after all the financial aid and scholarships. What is the net cost? And that's, as we consider net cost, don't just look at the scholarship, athletic scholarship, and what the net cost is after that, but after all the financial aid you can get, what is the net cost going to be at that school? That may be hard to know depending on what stage you're at in the process. I urge you to make this grid, to evaluate these programs and schools that are rising to the top for you in order to have an objective look at these. Don't just rely on feelings. You got facts to look at. This grid, by the way, this report card, as I call it, is in the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I urge you to go get the book. I'm not here to sell it, but for, hey, less than $15, it can save you a whole lot of money and make you a whole lot of money in the future. I guarantee that. And get a lot of great comments on the book. You can get it on Amazon. That's it for this week. We're going to tackle another call next week. I'm heading out of the country. Hopefully, I'll be able to get into studio and be able to record the next episode for you. But I plan on being here next week, and hopefully you will too. Take care.